الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We are supposed to speak on our series of our madrasa system curriculum and our madrasa program. But just one thing that is important in between is that we notice many students have got on the clothing writing written on. Whatever type of writing it is makruh to have writing on the clothing, and for namaz it distracts a person. A person who is behind you and you've got something written on your t-shirt, on your jacket, on your jersey, whatever it is, it distracts a person. Even on the socks, many have got things written on the socks also. It should be completely plain. Sunnat is plain. So there shouldn't be any writing on the clothing. And that writing should not especially be such that it is displayed. Like here in front by the pocket something is written, or at the back something is written. And when we are not mindful of this, things go completely out of hand. Not only writing, even worse things come. Very long ago, I used to go to Krukasdok town masjid for Jummah namaz. And on one Jummah, I spoke about clothing, all different aspects of clothing. After that, one person came to me and he asked me to repeat my bayan the next week again. So I asked him why. So he said that at that time in Krukasdok town, there were very few Muslims. When during the time of the apartheid, and they took out all the Muslim Indian people and put them here in Azadwal, so there was hardly anyone staying in Krukasdok. So on a Saturday for Zohar, there used to be very few people who used to come for Zohar namaz. People are busy in their shops also, the shops were still there, but people are busy in their shops and very few people. So there was no imam. So one person came to make imamat, and though there were jubbas also, to which you can wear if you've got a short sleeve skipper or something on, or then you wear the jubba, but he didn't wear the jubba. And at the back of his t-shirt was a picture of a naked woman, and he's making imamat like that. So this, if we don't curb it and don't cut it right from the bottom, it can lead to all these things. And one thing even worse than that, that is very bad, but worse than that, because we are not informed, we don't know how many of us got on our sandals, on our jackets, etc., even on the topis, especially for winter, the warm person wears a warm topi, and the Nike sign is there. The word Nike is written, or the sign, the tick is there. This is actually a Greek goddess of success. That's why you will find this mostly on sportswear, that you will win, you will be successful. So they put it there, that it is like you are believing that if you wear that, you will be successful. Though inshallah, no Muslim wears it like that. But we just, it's in the market, it's common, it's fashion, we wear it. But we must know what it means. It has got very, very evil connotations. And that is equal to idol worship. And when you're making namaz, like nobody will wear any clothing in which there is a idol of the Hindus, a picture of that idol. Nobody will wear that. Or nobody, inshallah, will wear clothing which has got like a tie, a cross on it. We know that is all to shirk. It is to do what Christianity, what shirk. Though many Muslims were in the unmindfulness, they wear the tie. And the tie has been defined as the symbol of the cross. And if you pick it up, you will see, if you see the tie, it is just like a cross. So it's a symbol of the cross. So Muslims should not wear, and in namaz especially. So all this writing, then there are certain things which are written, like some got a skipper t-shirt of Emirates, of Adidas. Why must we advertise for them? We must advertise the Sunnah. Why must we advertise for Adidas, for Emirates, for anyone else? And then also very dangerous is words that the meanings of which we don't know. It's just a word. It might have a like Nike, we don't know. But it's got a meaning of the Greek goddess. So that we must be very careful. Our clothing, wear plain, simple clothing. And in summer doesn't really, there's a problem, but this really becomes a problem in winter. So the name of your city, the name of your country, the name of your football club, the name of anything else, nothing should be displaced as far as possible. And if you can, if you can't change your clothing, try and cover it up with paint or something, or sew a cloth over it, but cover it up so that it is completely plain. Then another thing, as far as the clothing of the sunnah of the students is concerned, in the madrasa, we only allow the kurta that is just below the knee and with slits. There are quite a few students who are wearing long kurtas, right till the ankles, though they have got slits. But that is not the sunnat kurta. And that's not the kurta allowed by the madrasa. It's the kurta which is worn, as we understand, by the ulama of Dioban, and which is the following of the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the kurta which is just over the knee. It should be just over the knee, and it should have at least about a 30 centimeter slit in it, which will allow for free movement. So this long kurta which goes till the ankle, and sometimes it's just got a short slit, about 5 centimeters or so. And some of the students also got a slit, but they got a zip with it. So when they want to be in fashion, they just pull the zip up. When they want to be in the madrasa, to make it legal in the madrasa, they pull the zip down. So that is not correct. And just don't wear it only madrasa time. One very common thing of the students, the minute it's not madrasa time, they wear the long kurtas. For always wear the sunnat kurta. The sunnat kurta is not only for madrasa time, it is for all times. So, and this is also, remember, not only a sunnat of what we think is sunnat, but one good alim who has passed away, he had met Usama bin Laden a few times. And Usama bin Laden also should just wear the short kurta, just the one over the, he's an Arab, pure Arab from Saudia, but he should wear the short kurta just over the knee and with proper slits. And this Maulana who met him had a long Arab kurta, and Usama bin Laden told him that that is not sunnat what you are wearing. The sunnat is this kurta. And his proof, Usama bin Laden, his proof was that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should mount a galloping horse. And he said that is impossible in this long kurta. You can never manage it in this long kurta. It's only with the short kurta and with the slits that you can open your legs so broad and you can mount the horse while it's galloping. So anyway, so watch our dressing also. It's a very important aspect also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.